Hosts, let's get real. Is your short-term rental truly protected? And no, we're not talking about air cover. That's not your insurance. It's Airbnb's. If you're relying on air cover or a standard homeowner's or landlord policy, you're leaving yourself exposed.
Exactly. Air cover only applies to Airbnb bookings, and you have no control over how claims are handled. You might be thinking, what about my homeowner's or landlord policy? Well, they're not designed for short-term rentals. That means guest-caused damage, lost revenue, even liability claims could come out of your pocket.
But here's the solution: Proper Insurance. They offer one complete policy built specifically for short-term rental owners. It replaces inadequate homeowners or landlord coverage and gives you protection for property, liability, and even revenue loss if your rental is out of commission.
What we love about Proper is that they cover every booking, Airbnb, Vrbo, direct bookings, and even protect you during your personal use or vacancy period. Their expertise in short-term rentals mean they understand the unique risks you face as a host.
Don't wait until something happens to realize that you're not covered. Visit www.properinsurance.com/TFE to schedule your free risk assessment today.
Click the link in our show notes or visit www.properinsurance.com/TFE to get started. Proper Insurance will review your current policy, point out any gaps, and help you build a plan to protect your property and income.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor. Choosing the right property management system is a big decision. We did our research. There are so many options and features out there, but we've used Hostfully for years, and it's the best fit for our business.
Exactly. Hostfully isn't just a PMS. It is the backbone of how we operate. Managing listings across Airbnb, Vrbo, and Booking.com is seamless, so no double bookings and no stress.
And the custom guidebooks, total game changer. Our guests get everything they need, like check-in details and our favorite restaurant recommendations, before they even have to ask.
Plus, Hostfully integrates with everything: guest screening, payments, and even our in-house damage waiver. It's saved us so much time. And now their new Inbox AI is another time saver. It pulls from our guidebooks, property details, and even the surrounding area to help us respond quickly to guest questions.
TFE listeners get $100 off onboarding with code TFE100 at hostfully.com/TFE. The link's in the show notes, so book your demo today.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. Let's kick off this episode like we do each and every week, and it's sharing one of you, our listeners, who's going over to strshare.com, entering in all the information about your short-term rental so we can feature you here on the podcast, on our Instagram account on Sundays. Annette, who are you sharing this week?
This week, we are sharing at the Round Top Estate. Again, at the Round Top Estate. And
it's epic.
Is it an estate? It is a castle-like mansion with an insane view, indoor pool, sauna, hot tub, cold plunge. I mean, it does not disappoint. I've been going through the feed. Everyone, please check it out. Two things I want you to see that I think they do a great job of. Their link in bio, you can go and book direct, or they have a YouTube tour of the property.
Oh, I like the YouTube tour.
I think that's so great, especially, I mean, and this is for any host, one bedroom all the way to this estate. They have knocked it out of the park, and this place is special. It's on the top of this mountain. You can kind of see it from everywhere. It used to be called the Mystery Mansion because the person that owned it before them was very private. No one really knew how to get there. It's like on 135 acres. Wowee, it is special. It is in Wrightsville, Pennsylvania. So if you need to plan a retreat, a family reunion, wedding, I think they did. I mean, it is like, I want to go stay there at least for a weekend. But check out how they are promoting and marketing this place that sleeps 16 but has amenities for days and days and days. Well done, Roundtop Estate. Let's get into today's episode. And everyone, Annette and I are going to be putting more of an effort into content around pricing our properties. Because if we have learned anything in the past like couple months of opening up the doors to our mastery and welcoming hosts, we can help them transform their business. It is that pricing is stressing y'all out.
Yes. And you're under earning. You are underpricing your properties.
Revenue management is one of the biggest pain points for hosts. We hear it all the time. So today we're going to give you one simple metric that will completely change how you price your property. So what is revenue management? Revenue management is about increasing and maximizing your revenue by understanding demand and then adjusting your availability and your pricing accordingly.
And it is proactive, not reactive. You're going to be making real-time decisions based on market data. And this isn't about just tallying up your numbers, your reservations, and your nightly rate.
You're not alone if you never really understood what revenue management is, because Annette and I talked to a lot of you, a lot of hosts, and we actually found out it happened way more than once, like a handful of times where we asked a host what their revenue management strategy was, and they would talk about
and say, "Oh yeah, I have a bookkeeper."
Yeah, we were like, "Oh no."
Because
here's the difference: so a bookkeeper or your bookkeeping numbers will tell you that you made $5,000 in the month. Revenue management would ask, interesting, could we have made $6,500 in that month if we would have optimized our pricing? That's the difference.
Drum roll, please. This is the one metric you need to know, and it is your booking window.
What is your booking window? I am so glad you asked. It is the average number of days between when the guest books and when they arrive.
And this is your compass. This booking window is the compass of knowing when to adjust your pricing, tweak your listings, or even run a promotion.
Okay, so how do you find your booking window? Well, if you're using a third-party dynamic pricing software like Price Labs,
highly recommend, 10 out of 10.
It'll do it for you. You can also go to your Airbnb Insights. If you're only using Airbnb, that's a good place to get it. And lastly, you could do it manually. You could track when your guests are booking and when they're checking in.
But why, hosts? You are so busy. Like, please give yourself a break. Just use the technology.
Ayo.
Here's the thing. There is a huge difference between knowing what your booking window is versus using your booking window. And here's the common host mindset that we find when we start talking to hosts about their pricing and we ask them, do you know your booking window? Because it is so important. They kind of dismiss that and they're like, oh yeah, Price Labs tells me that it is, or oh, I know how to find it in Price Labs, or I have a general idea. I looked it up once. That is all wrong
and not helpful. So if you know your booking window, how many numbers of days is it between when a guest books and they arrive? If you are outside of that window and demand is strong, right? Your dynamic pricing software is telling you demand is strong. That means people are willing to pay more to get their booking secured and book early. So for example, I'm going to go into Price Labs right now. And I am looking that historically, February, which is the month we're in right now, our booking window is 9 days. That's what it was in 2024. So I'm forecasting right now, right? I need to figure out what my pricing is going to be. March, it was 11 days. April, it was 13 days, right? And so the dynamic pricing software will also tell us that the median booking window is 14 days. So my booking window is a little tighter than what the median of the top 50th percentile of all short-term rentals in our market, what their booking window is, just to give us a little understanding of the flexibility.
But also, just to lean in a little bit.
This also can help you release the pressure and understand, okay, even if I'm not booked for a certain weekend and it's 3 weeks out, that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
You're not having to stress about it. That's another reason, just understanding your booking window.
It will bring peace
when you know if you're inside or outside of that booking window and understanding when you should anticipate a reservation.
But we're not, this is not, and I am here for us having peace in our business, but I also make sure that you know if you're outside your booking window and you are not booked for that weekend, have peace, mm-hmm. but also raise your rate mm-hmm. because if demand is high, because that means, okay, your property hasn't been booked yet, which honestly, being the first property booked isn't a good thing. That means that that host wasn't optimizing outside of their booking window mm-hmm. and they got booked when there's more money to have been earned.
Yes. I see this. I hear this all the time from hosts that have like big events in their town, like the person just stayed and they booked it again for next year and at the same exact rate. Yeah. And I'm like, no, they like brag like, oh, I'm already booked this time for next year. And I'm like, that means you left so much money on the table.
Not only that, we had a host who found, she lives in Indianapolis. She found out Taylor Swift was going to come to town and do her Eras tour. And she quickly opened up her calendar to get booked. And it's like, you do not want to be the first one to the market.
Mm-hmm. And let the market kind of, you want to see the algorithms to see what is the demand and how can the rate actually be pushed.
Right. Mm-hmm. What is human buying behavior going to, how can we maximize it? Right. Mm-hmm. That's the fun part. That's the game part, I think.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about if you're inside your booking window, what you should do. And what you should do might surprise you, the advice we're going to give. So hang tight.
If you're inside your booking window and you're not booked?
And you're not booked.
Okay. That's it. Okay. So you have no reservations and you're inside that 14-day, would be our 14-day.
Right. Right. Okay. Right. All right. So we're inside of our booking window. For example, well, you said 14 days. Mm-hmm. That's the market. But ours is 9 days. Okay. We're inside of our 9-day booking window and we're not booked. But demand is telling us that people are booking.
All right.
What the first thing you want to do is make sure your pricing is in line with the market. That is not saying to lower your rate.
Say that again. Say that again for the people in the back.
That is not saying, because why? Because there is demand, so something else is wrong. If your pricing's in line, okay, so let's say you raised it because you were outside your booking window, you weren't booked, you're testing the market. Okay, they didn't bite. All right, interesting. But I don't know, my neighbor is getting $200 a night. My other neighbor is getting $215. Someone else is getting maybe $197. Okay, and I'm not booked and I'm at $198. I'm actually not going to touch my rate because that means demand is there. My competitors who have the same stuff as I do, they're getting booked at these rates. Something else is amiss. So something that we'll do, Annette.
Yeah, what are some levers we could pull?
We might run a promo directly via Airbnb. It's a very powerful marketing tool, Airbnb is. And when you run a promo via their promo feature, they will often resurface you in the algorithm. They might even market you out to potential bookers in the area via email. So that's a really good, and you don't have to discount it to promo it. And honestly, those promos often take the average of what you usually make during that time. They're just, if you run the promo, you're telling Airbnb, hey, like try this property out. It should do really well if people could just see it. And then on top of that, you also make sure that you are optimizing your listing. Yeah. That could be tweaking the title and saying, hey, we still have availability for, you know, it's over now, but the Taylor Swift Eras Tour or the golf event, you
right.
know, whatever
and
it
you
is.
Just have, you can put that in your title, like availability for, and that way people are going to see it. Like they don't even have to look at the calendar. They know you're still open for those dates.
Right.
So you're taking some of that work off their plate.
What else do people see when they get onto an OTA? They see that first photo. Maybe I was asleep at the wheel and I didn't change it. It's still like a picture of the fire pit and the beautiful snowy view.
And it's warm outside.
Oh, cool. People are coming from this golf event. Like, let me show them how they can, like, after the golf event's over, come back and hang out in this big kitchen or in this beautiful back patio, right? Like, what is that photo and how can we potentially, I guess what I'm saying here is your marketing efforts might be off. If your pricing is correct and there is demand, don't lower your rate and lose money. See why people aren't clicking. to book your property. So just to reiterate, this isn't just about knowing what your booking window is. It's knowing what to do with it. So Price Labs can surface this data for you. Airbnb can give you this data, but you are the one that has to act on it. You're the one that has to. This is where the art and the science comes in, okay? Got to put in the work.
I see it happening two different ways. Either we have hosts who feel intimidated by, okay, Sarah Nett, tell me that I have to know my booking window.
Or empowered. And we want you to be empowered.
Right. But I want to talk about reality of like hosts either feel overwhelmed by this and say they know they have to know it. Like, well, I'm sure it's in Price Lab somewhere. And even if I found it, I really wouldn't know what to do with it. Right. Or they know that they are empowered because they have Price Labs. They know how to navigate it. And so it's that last sentence that you said. Both instances, no one's acting on it and pulling levers and like having a sense of pride and also knowing that some of this is testing.
Yes. Always be testing.
Always be ABT.
Annette, have you ever noticed how much time and energy goes into managing those small but essential tasks? Like getting the trash bins out to the curb and back.
Totally. Trash valet is one of those things that has to get done every single time, no exceptions. But you don't want to ask your guests. They're there to enjoy their stay, not take on chores like taking out the trash. And cleaners, either they have too much on their plate or they may not even be there that day.
Hosts, if this sounds familiar, let us introduce you to Fido. Fido specializes in bin-to-curb trash valet, making sure your bins are where they need to be on time, every time.
And Fido doesn't stop there. They also handle excess trash hauling and pre-stay inspections with tech-enabled systems designed specifically for short-term rental hosts. So you aren't left wondering, did the trash bins actually get taken to the curb?
And right now, TFE listeners can get their first month of bin-to-curb service completely free.
So what are you waiting for? Head to getfido.com/TFE to sign up today and see how Fido can take those small but essential tasks off your plate.
Because when you hand off the small tasks, you gain the time and focus to grow your business where it really matters.
Now let's talk about how your booking window dictates your pricing decisions. Here's a simple system. We're going to think about it like traffic lights. So we're going to go green, yellow, red. So green light. What's it mean? It means go. So if you're outside of your booking window, go raise your prices.
And demand strong.
Yeah. Outside of your booking window, demand is strong. Raise your rates. That is a green light.
Go. Green yep. up prices. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Money.
Yeah.
Yellow light. That's yellow mean caution. Okay. We are approaching our booking window, but we want to hold steady here. Okay. We don't want to crumble. We might want to just adjust our prices ever. So slightly.
Or hold steady, you said.
Or just hold steady. Yeah, this is where you just kind of want to caution.
And you might want to check in with your pricing and the market a little bit more often during this time. Because, you know, we always preach you don't have to be in your dynamic pricing software every day.
Oh, right.
Let it do its job. But if we're approaching the window.
You want to check it out. Yeah. You want to check in. Make sure everything's still stable. See what you need to do. Red light. All right, you're stopped. You are in your booking window. And you are still unbooked.
And demand is there. Uh-oh. What does red light mean? It does not mean panic. It just means to stop and think and then take action. Okay? So we might want to run promos. And yes, we're going to tout running a promo on Airbnb. But also, if you have an email list or a text list, you can reach out to previous guests. We also want to make changes to our listing, maybe adjust the photos or the titles, talk to the potential booker and tell them, come book me. And then last, make data-driven decisions as it relates to your pricing. Maybe reduce the pricing, but only if the data suggests that you should, okay? So here's the thing, knowing your booking window and using this green, yellow, red strategy will help you make more informed decisions and reduce or completely eliminate any sort of pricing panic.
So we hope today you've learned that this booking window, it is your guide. It is your guide to making more profitable pricing decisions. It is necessary that you know it. You know where to find it now. Don't just know it. Use it to your advantage.
We would love for you to check out the dynamic pricing software we use, Price Labs. We have a special offer for you, free 30-day trial. And if you can get in there and maximize your revenue within your 30 days, it's like free money, honestly. So click the link in our show notes or tell them TFB sent you. And with that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Growing your team is not just about freeing up your time. It's a sign that your business is really taking off. I know when we finally decided it was time to hire, and it was such a nerve-wracking decision to make, but when we did, we could have never imagined the positive impact it would have on our time and on our goals.
I think a lot of us feel that we should be able to handle everything ourselves, but there's power in knowing when to bring in help. And that's where Extent Team comes in. They're experts in providing remote team members who specialize in hospitality and understand the unique needs of the short-term rental world, like guest communication, reservations, and even bookkeeping.
And here's the thing. Hiring isn't just about doing more. It is about doing better. With a team, you get to focus on what you're great at, while your Extend team member supports you on the rest. It's a win-win that helps you keep growing while keeping your standards high.
So if you're ready to bring on a team member and really level up, check out Extend Team. They make hiring easy, professional, and empowering, and you won't believe how affordable they've made it for hosts with one property or hosts with multiple properties.
Click the link in the show notes to book your free demo today with Extend Team and see how they can support your hosting business.